A major power outage plunged parts of New York City into the dark for 5 hours last night. More than 70,000 homes and businesses were left without power on a hot summer night. The blackout also left some ticket holders for Broadway shows stranded out on the sidewalk, where they were serenaded by cast members of musicals, including Hadestown. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has been following the story, and he joins us now from New York. Good morning, Hansi.
Good morning, Lulu.
Do we know what caused the power outage?
Apparently, there was a problem with a substation on the west side of Manhattan. The local utility company Con Edison says they're still investigating a potential equipment problem and that it was not because of any increased electricity usage. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said more specifically that maybe a transformer blew up and there was a domino effect that affected other substations. He talked to reporters last night. Let's listen to what he said.
When you are talking about a blackout or a potential blackout or significant area of the city having a blackout, you are really dealing with potential chaos and public safety threats, and the system has to be better than that.
You hear that singing, though, and it seems like things went okay. How did New Yorkers get through the outage?
Well, it cut power in one of the busiest parts of the city, from Times Square all the way up past Columbus Circle up to Lincoln Center, just outside of Central Park. And people were stuck in elevators and also disrupted the entire subway station for all of New York City because of this power outage. And there are also no traffic lights in the parts that were affected in Manhattan. And really interesting to see pedestrians walking into the middle of the street trying to direct cars and taxis and buses passing by and trying to, you know, make sure there are no accidents in intersections as pedestrians are also trying to get around the city.
So what's it like in New York right now?
Well, Con Edison says that all the customers who lost power last night, they have power now, and everything seems to be back to normal. What's interesting is that this blackout happened the same exact day that another blackout happened in New York City back in 1977, 42 years ago.
Mm.
That one lasted more than a day, and there was looting. People were setting fires in the city. Last night, in comparison, much shorter, unfortunately. No major issues, but it is did cause some people to change their Saturday night plans.
That's NPR's Hansi Lo Wong. Thank you so much, Hansi.
You're welcome. Okay.